On Friday morning, I was on the phone with City Hall because I was to perform the wedding for Elizabeth and Bobby that evening, two beautiful women that come here that a lot of you know. And somebody had called me the day before and said, well, you can't do that. It's not really legal. And I said, well, okay, I'll check. So it's legal in the city of St. Louis, but actually you could get married on Friday, I was told, anywhere in the state of Missouri if you got your license. That's what they told me at the city hall. And so if she had said no, if you could only get married in the city instead of out in St. Charles where the wedding venue was, I had a plan B, and that was we were going to do a wedding real fast at my house, then run out and do the wedding that everybody thought was the wedding. So that was my plan B. But when I was talking to the woman at City Hall, she said, well, actually, the Supreme Court ruling is supposed to come out sometime today. 10 minutes later, it is the law of the land. So that evening, I'm doing this wedding filled with all these wonderful, beautiful people, all these family members and friends since childhood. And it was just a wonderful gathering. And I said, you know, this is really nice. This is really great. But, you know, we always talk about yes and no from the universe. And I just wish there had been some kind of sign today that this was the right way to go. And I thought, what are the odds? You know, how do you pick a day to get married where it's the Supreme Court ruling comes out on that particular day, okay, that, hey, it's the law of the land. And so people were, as I was signing it, it's like taking pictures, and it's like, oh, this is a historical moment. I thought, well, gosh, I guess this is, you know, any wedding that happened on the first day when it became the law of the land, I guess, is kind of important. Anyway, when I write the titles of the talks at the beginning of the month, I don't really know what I'm going to talk about. I just say, give me the titles, okay? And then I figure it's going to be filled in. So this one was getting pretty filled in because I thought about all the changes that we've had in our world. And not everybody's on board with this. Possibly not everybody in this room is on board with their marriage. You know, it's possible, and that's okay. We have to realize that as change takes place, that not everybody's going to be on board with it. But the title of today's talk is called Getting Real Results, R-E-A-L, despite what George and Joe wanted me to change it to is R-E-E-L for fishing tips. But I decided I wasn't going to go with the fishing tips today. I was going to stick with my reel and not your reel. And getting real results. Like, we talk a lot about being authentic. And the only way we get real change and real results is when we become real. Because do you really think that the Supreme Court would make this decision if nobody was saying, this needs to change? If everybody stayed hidden in a closet somewhere, would it change? Or did it take individuals being real and being brave enough to have these results and our world becoming a more loving and open place, a place that works for everyone? I know that for a while there, when I was dating many years ago, and actually Phyllis and David know this person, they would come to their truth discussions, and the person would always argue with them, well, how do you know what truth is? What's truth? And so he'd always say that to me. How do you know it's a capital T versus a small t? What's truth? And I was like, oh, I don't really know what that is, you know? I mean, I know what it is, but I don't know how to explain it to you. But then I realized when we start talking about taking the Confederate flag down and the Supreme Court making a ruling and all those different things, that if it's a truth, it can't be reversed, it can't be removed, it can't be manipulated in any way. That's a real truth. But the rest of us are just working through our evolution and removing the dirt off of the gold and finding the real important stuff, the real valuable things. So if you ever tried to mess with the law of cause and effect and said, I'm going to go out and harm somebody today, but I am going to make it so that it can't come back to me in any way. Good luck. Good luck with that one. If I am going to think nothing but negative thoughts, but at the same time feel like I'm pulled in good to me, good luck with that. If I'm going to feel judgmental toward other people, entire groups of people, and I think my life is going to work smoothly, good luck with that. These are the things that we can't mess with. And that is, we're just getting down to the truth. Getting down to the reason why all of this is happening is because there's been invitations thrown out there to express fully and completely who we are. To be brave enough to be you. And as Steve Jobs said, not to get caught up in dogma of what somebody else decided was this religious belief, or this ruling over here, or this law over here, but to clear all of the stories out and get down to the truth of who you are. Everybody wants to say God is everywhere present all the time, but they want to exclude themselves. So if you are of the way of thinking that God is everywhere present all the time, in every situation, in every moment, then God is within you. And God is expressing uniquely, as the song said, as you. And you're one. And so is everybody else. And when we make people hide, when we don't allow them to be who they are, because it upsets our thoughts of how things should be, then we will have something coming back to us that will be nudging us to let that go. And we'll call it, something bad is going on in my life and I don't know why. But it really is very simple. If we're angry at another person or a group of people, we will feel it coming back to us. And it won't necessarily be coming back from that other group of people. They may be of a higher mind where they can say, that's okay, I'm okay with you being angry at me. But it's not okay with what we are. It's not okay with pure love. It's going against our own nature. And as we want people to go, not us, this group, other people, other places, right? As we want people to go against their own nature, in that process, we're going against our own nature. We're not allowing everybody to express fully and completely who they are. One of the things on this journey that we have to get most comfortable with is change. Everything that I think I believe in this moment, I have to be willing to let it go. It doesn't mean it has to go somewhere. It just means I should not hold on so tight to it and harden it and not see that it is expanding in my mind to reveal more of itself to me. Not that I'm manipulating it, but I'm opening up to what already is. And that's why we don't have written dogma. That's why we don't have a class. Here's what you should know. Here's what you should believe. Because as soon as something bumps up against that, and we've invested in it, we bought all the books, doggone it, we taught all the classes for 17 years, how are we going to change? So don't do that. Allow it to flow through each and every individual. Trust your inner teacher. Trust that what's going on isn't what it appears to be, but instead a nudge from within you to expand your story. Everything is on purpose here. Everything is right. Everything's good. Our personality doesn't like it, but that doesn't mean that it's not a good thing that's going on. That doesn't mean that spiritual law isn't in place and that cause and effect and the law of reciprocity and the law of identity of who do I believe I am isn't working all the time. Who do I believe I am as I move through this world? Do I believe everybody else is? Because that's going to shape our experiences, and we cannot control it. We can only move into alignment with it. All that's going on when the Confederate flag comes down, somebody just got arrested because they finally said, that's it, I'm going up to get it. And they went and got it and brought it. They got arrested for doing that. But so did people get arrested for getting married that were of a different race not too long ago. And just because a law changes, we know that doesn't mean that everybody has changed and that they won't be faced with discrimination. Even though the laws have changed, we see that is not where it happens. It always happens only in one place, and that is within the individual, the heart. We are not meant to be joined at the hip, all in agreement that we should all become the same thing, but we are joined at the heart. Joined at the heart. And every time we harden our heart, we feel that discomfort come back into our own lives. To get real results means we change. We get comfortable with change. And as something comes up that feels uncomfortable, it's an opportunity to say, what do I feel about this? What do I believe about this? Is there some residue there that I need to clean up from what I was raised to believe? Because when you first come out with truth, it does seem like blasphemy. There's a lot of places I could not walk into or talk about this. This is a safe group. We can talk about it. There are places where you can't go and say, I am God expressing as a personality, as an individual. That would be blasphemy. Truth is very uncomfortable in the midst of historical data. When you got a book that proves it or a statistic that says it, people begin to believe it. And it's ridiculous stuff they believe. I remember scientists proving that whites were more intelligent than blacks. Science proved it. And who grabbed on to that? Only the people that felt it benefited them. If it's truth, it works for all, everywhere, all the time. That's how we know if it's true. Is it working for everyone, everywhere, all the time? And if it's not, then it means it's a story, it's fiction, and it will be revised. The times they are changing. It will become uncomfortable, so uncomfortable that somebody will speak out against it. And we call those people our scouts. We talked about this in class the other day. The scouts, the ones who are brave enough to come out in the very beginning to say, this is what is going on. This is who I really am. I'm going to sit down on this bus. I'm going to defy the statistics. I'm going to tell you who I really am. And I may lose my whole family in the process of it. I won't live under the shame of being sexually abused or whatever it is that happened to me, of being adopted or whatever it is. I'm not going to live under the shame. I'm going to come out with who I am because that is the beauty of me. And I move from karma, as some people call it, cause and effect, to dharma, which is purpose. I move into my purpose of why I came into this world was to say those words. And when I'm willing to say those words, the world changes and we get real results. We're living in the most fantastic time of anybody else. Changes have happened so quickly that even the people who were for it are amazed. It's like, oh my gosh, I wanted this change, but I really didn't think it was possible. If we want to see results, we get authentic and we get real, and we have to run after it because it happens so fast. Anything in our life that we desire, we have to take the risk of being who we are and saying, yes, I'm going to do that. I've always wanted to do that. I would love to do that. And then we make a step towards doing that, and we run after it because now we are completely in alignment with who we are, which is what we wanted to express here all along. So instead of swimming upstream, we turn around and we float downstream. And it's easy breezy. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Getting real results and just acknowledging that we're in the midst of a very powerful time, a very wonderful time, a time where change is actually becoming a good thing. And everybody is starting to say, oh gosh, things are changing so fast. Maybe I shouldn't hold on so much to everything I used to believe. Thank you very much.